Blog Talk Radio.
There's just a list of things to do, words on a page we wrote to you, but now you're gone and only these words remain. Life is short, but the list.
Oh my God. No!
I know you're gonna be there.
Hi everyone, sorry about that. My Swiss board went crazy. Went totally crazy. I don't know what happened. Maybe it's Friday and it decided to play a evil trick on me. Okay, so we have Morgan England on the phone, and you know him from Guiding Light and the movie Homebound Firefighter, which was a really good movie. So let's bring him on.
Hello.
Hi. My Swiss board went crazy. I have no idea why, and I'm so sorry, but is this one crazy? I mean, like, the music, I don't know. So, how are you doing with this quarantine?
I'm doing great.
Wait. You're doing great with this quarantine and stay at home order?
Yeah, I'm, getting out and hiking and surfing and keeping healthy and getting as much air and sun as I can and, being safe.
Wow. Washington has really been like the first, cases. So I believe we've been here the longest. And it's been crazy, and it's been, in your house. As much as I've been in the house, it's driving me crazy, but that's okay. So, have you been able to work on any projects while you are been at home?
I have been working on my music, and there's so much to it nowadays because it's really all about the social media, and I just had a problem. You get overloaded because not only do you have to write the songs, you have to figure out how you're going to play the song and sing the song. Then you have to film it. Then you got to make a post. Then you got to know all this technical stuff. And I'm learning it all, but it's been really cool. So, but I'm really excited to start putting it out there. So.
Well, I think you are so amazing with your singing. I think you're so amazing with that, earlier in the year, you did a cover, you were not on the cover, but you did We All Lay Now from, I think it was Soap Opera Digest, CBS Soaps, I'm not sure which one right now, but
okay.
It was a very, 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 very good article about you and, what you've been doing and everything, and, if you ever, get to, do another soap article, you could just slightly mention Daytime After Dark, just slightly mention that in there, and then I will finally get just my name more in the press. I mean, it's always good press, Morgan. It's always. Even if you have bad press, it's really good press, I've learned.
Yeah.
And so when I saw, the interview, I'm like, excuse me, you should mention that you've been doing interviews, but, I almost contacted the person that did your interview, but I thought, okay, that would be overstepping some kind of line. But I was really thinking I was seriously thinking about doing that just because I wanted to see what would happen and everything. But I decided that I was going to be good for once in my life with what is really a bit good and bad thing, because I kind of told myself once this quarantine is over, I'm not going to be nice anymore. Well, I'm always nice, but I'm going to just go back being selfish once this is over.
Mm-hmm.
And because I think I've been way too nice lately. And so do you feel like since, you know, you've been having to be at home more, I mean, you've been doing great stuff outside, and if Seattle had the weather for it, yeah. I mean, today they have the weather for it, but if you were stuck...
Well, in California, so every day it has the weather. So.
Well, every day... you're in California now.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, you know, my brain had you in Nashville. My brain was...
Well, that was my intention, but I had a little daughter, and, you know, I really can't see not living near my daughter. So if I didn't have her, I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be in L.A. No way. But I do, and she's amazing, and I'm so glad that, you know, you never know what life has in store for you. And
Exactly. And how old is she?
She's five. She's half Japanese.
Oh, gosh.
Her mom's American.
Oh, my gosh.
She's
okay.
She's like the cutest freaking kid I've ever seen in my life.
Okay. Well, five is great. Five is a really great age, really. But I'm just telling you now, you know, she's setting you up for when she's a teenager. This way, two more years, and you are going to think you lost your mind, because once they get 7 or 8, they act like a teenager. I have nieces. I know all about it, and, you know, they are so great at 5. Like, if they could say 5 forever, it would be perfect. But since they can't, you know, that really does suck, because if they could just stay that age, 5, then it would be great. And how many times have you seen Frozen? Have you seen Frozen?
Oh,
I mean, come on.
Many times. But, you know, I have 2 other kids. When I was on Guiding Light, my daughter was born, and then my son. And, you know, I really think that for me, my relationship with them has been the most important thing. And not to be their friend, you know, necessarily, but so that they're not afraid of me. I was terrified of my father. So, you know, I really enjoy teaching them and having an open relationship. And I've never talked to any of my kids like they were children. I just talked to them like the same as I would talk to anybody else. So I feel like I was really lucky with my first 2 kids. And we have a great relationship now, and they have an amazing relationship together. And I have, again, with my 5-year-old, this incredible relationship. And I hope it continues, but, you know, I know what you're saying, as they get older, if they change, but I think if you can establish trust and
exactly.
That,
no,
you know,
what I was saying about when they get older is this, you know, taking them shopping.
You're right.
Is an experience. Is experience in itself, and you know, that's, you know, it's fun. I will admit it's fun. I was, you know, before the lockdown, yeah, my niece and I, who's 7, you know, she thought we could spend all day at Target. And she wanted $29 dresses. And I'm like, oh, gosh, okay. This is a preview. Yeah. This is like a preview for you being a teenager, right? You're doing this to me on purpose.
I'm already there with that. I'm already there. She's got me wrapped around her finger. And first thing when she gets in the car, Daddy, you know, she knows that I don't want to get a toy every time. So she'll say, Daddy, you know, I was watching TV and there was this commercial on and they had this really cool toy, you know. She tells me about it and I'm like, I finally realize, oh, she's telling me we're going to get this toy. So she's way ahead of me in that department. Yeah, for sure.
Okay, well, that's what I was kind of warning you about, because once they figure out how to wrap you around your finger, then they accept for life, you know?
Yeah.
Basically, you know, and I think boys and girls are so different in how they are, and, you know, boys rather be like jumping on the house and seeing if they could land on the trampoline. Why a girl would be terrified to do that. Unless you have a 5-year-old who's a daredevil, then you're also really messed up and everything. So now that I know you're in California, would you ever reconsider going back to the soaps? I mean,
no.
Oh my God, that's
no.
Quick, no.
No, if I were going to get back into acting, I would write my own script and make my own movie. But at this point in my life, I'm on the back half, you know, and I feel like if I got something to say, now's my time to say it. And as an actor, you know, you dive into roles that other people have created and you you fill them out and give them color and life. But I just don't have it in me to do that kind of work for a role that I don't know, you know, if the right role came along, that maybe something. But that's just not where I'm at in my life. So.
No, I think that's really, you know, awesome. Because if you were gonna say yes, then I was gonna do my to do and get it, you know, you back on the new soap you wanted. That's why I asked. Why, you know, I'm like, oh, but since you don't, you know, but I think writing your own scripts, you know, doing your own music, you know, is more, you know, kind of laid back and kind of in a nicer setting.
Well, I'll tell you something that just occurred to me is that I think I lost my voice along the way, and I think I've spent a lot of years not saying things and keeping things to myself, especially in the fire department and all that. You know, nobody wants to hear, you know, your thoughts. Really. So I think that this is also for me a time to find it. And to find, you know, and think about what I really believe in and care about, and to talk about that. And, you know, I'd like to leave the world a better place in some small way, and or give something. And I still feel like I'm in search of that. But it also has to do with, you know, we each have our voice, and some of us choose to use it. Some of us are too afraid. Some of us, you know, whatever. And I gave my power away somewhere along the line, and, you know, this is my mission to get it back.
Well, I can see your point. I totally can see where you're coming from. I mean, totally can see it, totally understandable, you know. And if I don't let the boys on, I will hear about it until I don't know when. And Maggie is sick today. I don't know. I think she's coming with, down with the flu. Not the virus, people, not the virus, but, you know, that's all we need right now. And so I will let David on, because I know David really wants to talk to you, and he said this interview. David.
I'm okay. Yeah. How you doing?
Hey, David. Good. So you guys are there together. Okay, I'm learning.
well, we're in different cities. I think I'm
Philadelphia. Oh, right on.
Yeah. And she's in Seattle. There we all
wow.
Spread out. Yeah.
Well, you got us all together. That's great.
Yeah. How's your mom doing?
My mom's doing better each day. She fell and broke her arm, and she decided to take a walk by herself down the dirt trail with her walker, and I think she just speed wobbles and really horrible, horrible thing. So I made sure she was in the hospital the quickest amount of time, and there was 2 or 3 weeks. It's been rough and really hard for her. She's 94, and been really, really tough, but she is just an amazingly strong person. And
amazing.
Yeah, it's just astonishing to watch her come back from these things.
Oh, wow.
So she's so good. So thank you for asking.
Great. Okay, like I got you before. I'm a big fan of your grandmother, and she is hilarious. Your grandmother, you don't see her on TV. Do you ever remember your grandmother? Your grandmother,
Mabel Albertson.
Yeah, she's so funny.
Of course. Do you know who her brother is?
Yeah, Jack Albertson. Jack Albertson. Yeah.
Yeah, Jack Albertson. He played Grandpa Joe in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. He also won an Academy Award and a Tony for The Subject Was Roses, which he played Martin Sheen's father in. And I didn't know much about him, but when I was doing Guiding Light, so Jack Albertson, he was my great uncle, my father's uncle, so his mother's brother, Mabel Albertson. They both started in vaudeville and everything. But really interesting story real quick. While I was doing Guiding Light, we had three times this happened, almost in the exact same way. And had a guy older, you know, in their 70s or whatever, they came on for a small part. And we happened to be sitting together, or I happened to be sitting together with one of them. And he says, he's in England, huh? Are you related to Jack Albertson? This is in New York. And that's where he got his start. And I said, yeah, he was my great uncle. And he said, well, let me tell you about Jack Albertson. When I came up here and I fell off the turnip truck, Jack Albertson was the guy that showed me how to get the free lunch on Tuesday, you know, and where to stay on this night, and how to live in the city as a, you know, an actor trying to make it. And this happened three times. Three different people told me a story about him and what an incredible person he was to help them. And I was so moved by that. I will always be. It was really cool to find out something that I didn't know about my family from total stranger. Strangers. So anyway, that's my story about Jack.
Well, I remember him on Poseidon Adventure. It's one of my favorite movies. He was in the Poseidon Adventure with Say Winters. So, yeah.
And so Mabel, she was the grandma or Darren's mother on Bewitched. And
She did so many things. He just funny. Hilarious.
That was all, you know, that was my father's side. And then my mother, obviously, she's an actress. So I was never going to be an actor. I mean, that was never even a consideration for me. But when I took this acting class in college, it was just, I just felt it in my blood. I was like, oh, I think I'm supposed to do this. So interesting.
Did she ever deter you from becoming an actor?
What's
help
that?
Discourage you from coming to actor. To help discourage you from coming to actor.
My mother?
Want you to be actor, yeah.
No, she didn't discourage me or encourage me. She was just kind of whatever, you know, whatever
yeah.
you want to do. I mean, it wasn't really a conversation we had, but
yeah.
what was cool about, I mean, I guess partly it was that we were really, she was working all the time when I was growing up. So I think I had a lot of anger. I think, you know, we really didn't have much of a relationship until when I started doing Guiding Light, she started watching it and we would talk about it and we kind of had our own language and that was an incredible bonding time for the two of us, which we'd never really had in my life before. So it was a great time for us to get closer and have a common language to do that. So, and I would watch her stuff and give her notes and she respected
yeah.
me and I respected her. So.
Yeah. Oh, she won the Academy Award too. She's the Academy Award winner too.
Academy Award and 10 Emmys.
Yeah. Well, thank you for coming on. And you always welcome
back.
Thank
you for having me. Thanks, you guys.
Yeah.
Have a great day. Be safe out there.
I think we got one more caller.
Okay.
Okay,
anything else you want to say to him, David, before I let Bobby on?
No.
Nothing.
All righty.
Okay.
So,
all right. So I will let Bobby on.
Hey, Morgan. Hey, Morgan.
Hi, Bobby.
Hey, I'm just glad that you were able to be on the show tonight, and I'm just doing fine here in North Carolina, just getting over this whole day with everything that's been going on today in the world, especially
yeah.
with what's been going on today.
Right.
And
horrible.
I'm just, yeah, I know, but hopefully when things settle down, then things can be probably back to normal, and who knows, maybe you might get back into what you did before as far as music or anything else.
Well, actually, this is a great time for music because, you know, if you can get it out on the internet, and I've been working a lot with different softwares and things to do live streams and, you know, get good sound and stuff, and I'm really excited to start putting it out there myself because the music business has changed. I mean, if you want to make it, I think you got to do it through social media, and then, you know, then things may open up. And like for my daughter was, you know, really big. She had like, I don't know, 100,000 followers or something, and she really developed her own career. And then all of a sudden, boom, these record labels wanted to sign her, and she was already packaged and ready to go. So. So it's pretty interesting to see what's happening in the music industry now.
Yeah.
So I'm going to get out there on social media.
Yeah, especially with a lot of the stuff these days, we're going to Zoom concerts and stuff like that with the way things are right now.
Right. Yeah.
But
would you guys buy a ticket to my concert, to my virtual concert?
I don't mind probably just listening to you sing and stuff like that. like you said, especially what's been going on today in Minnesota and all over the country right now, I think we need something more positive.
Yeah, agreed.
So. But
thanks
for coming on the show.
Music? Bobby,
huh?
have you heard any of my music?
Have
you heard any of my music?
I don't think no, I don't think so.
Well,
you have to, Bobby. It's so good.
If anybody
okay.
would,
all right.
if, if anybody's interested, come and follow me at Morgan England Music on Facebook and Morgan England on Instagram, and I think the same thing on YouTube. That's where I'm going to be putting my music out. I'm going to do live streams and videos, and love to have you if you'd like to come.
Hi.
Perfect. Bobby, do you have any more questions before we have to let Morgan go?
No, Carly, I'm fine.
Hey,
okay,
Bobby,
Morgan, we are having my birthday celebration on June 12th, and I will send you the banner if you want to call in. We have so many people calling in this year, but I don't know who's calling in because David is keeping me in the dark. So David is David's like doing the whole birthday thing, and so he won't even, you know, give me any hints.
Are you and David an item, or what's the deal there?
No, David and I? No, David's the PR person. Yes, David is the PR person. Yeah, David and I are not an item. Believe me, we will kill each other if we will. We get along like brother and sister, right, Bobby?
That's correct.
Thank you. And so, yeah, but we love it that you came by, but please come back. And enjoy California's nice weather, and remember to be 6 feet apart if you go to the beach, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll get my tape measure out.
Okay, well, we love it that you came by, and we hope you come back.
All right, thanks,
have a good
guys.
Night, Morgan.
Care, you
okay,
too.
Bye.
Bye. That was a good interview, Carly.
Yeah. Me and David and item. Okay.
I don't see that ever happening.
I agree.
Yeah. I'm like, and thank you, Bobby, for, you know, saying what you said. I really appreciate that. And
yeah.
I just want to say what's going on in Minnesota or Mississippi?
No, it's Minnesota. What happened with the cop? What happened in Minnesota with the cop? Because now all hell's breaking loose in Atlanta because they're really just trying to burn down CNN after what happened this morning with one of the reporters getting arrested. So all hell's just starting to break loose.
I'm also, you know, the protest because what happened was so long on so many levels, I can't even. You know, I watched the video, and
I didn't even bother watching the video. I just twirled down through the Facebook messages and realized how much anger that these people, especially those in Minnesota, have been. Not only but Washington and what's going on in some of the cities here in North Carolina, Charlotte, and Raleigh is just beyond me. I mean, this is not what I have expected, especially when we're trying to get together in this crucial time that we are in with the COVID-19 situation and everything. I mean, for goodness sakes, I've seen this happen before with Rodney King, and I've seen this happen before with Mike Brown and Freddie Gray, and also with George Zimmer with what he did to that kid in Florida. This is something that has to stop. Now I don't care. I don't care who you're voting as president, but we definitely, this is not how we picture just doing something like this for as far as arresting somebody that done something bad and using excessive force like that.
I just think that right now what is making me really upset is, you know, that, you know, the president, I'm gonna say the clown, doesn't even give a statement. In his statement, okay, he gave a statement, and he called the protesters thugs. Okay, you really want to get reelected? I mean, no one wants to reelect you, but calling people thugs because they are protesting, and yeah, it got violent, but maybe if we had a president in the White House that actually gave a damn that the protest will not go on for another 4 nights. I'm sorry. You know?
I agree.
You know?
And what makes this worse is governor of Illinois asked about COVID-19 and the bringing it up, and I saw a lot of people on the ABC 7 Chicago and some of the St. Louis states say, what does this have to do with COVID-19 as far as the safety and health of people in the state of Illinois?
Well, yeah, and I just think that, you know, by now that we are in a state of we are in a state of craziness.
I agree.
And you know, we don't need any more you know, craziness. And I mean, this week has been crazy, and you know, I just think that we all have to just stop and take a breath and thinking about what's you know, going on in America, because you know, yeah, the protesters, but we are still in the midst of the lockdown, you guys. I mean, we love, you know, we are in the midst of, you know, we are in the midst of it, and, you know, I really believe that, you know, the lockdown has been so, we have been on the lockdown for so long that, you know, it feels like we've been, you know, we've been in this forever. And, we've been in this forever, and I know I'm waiting for a vacation. I don't know about you guys. Um, you know, how do you feel about the I'm waiting for a vacation?
I don't know what you mean.
I'm just waiting
for everything to return back to normal.
Bobby, I don't think it will be ever normal again. I don't think we will be back.
I think it takes time. It will take time. And they can make normal down in Florida somewhat. So. Then they can make normal.
You know, I mean, we've been in this for almost 68 days today. And it just feels like it's forever. And I think, you know, we're going to see, you know, some states reopen. Some states are already opening way too soon, in my opinion. It concerns me, you know. I do not want a second wave of this come fall. I really don't want my football season to be impacted, but I'm feeling it will probably be impacted. And, that's another thing I'm not looking forward to. I mean, football is impacted by this, I'm going to really lose it because I love football more than anything. And so
we got
what
days.
Did I do this weekend?
You got days on for a while. Well, you know we got days.
No, that's not true. No, David, no. Training camp is supposed to start pretty soon. And then preseason game is supposed to start in August. So, you know, I just think that, you know, it is crazy. But, okay, Bobby, what are you doing this weekend?
Well, nothing much other than just probably catch up on some and just listen to some music.
Oh, are you hanging out with the girlfriend?
No, I still can't do that right now. I still can't do that because of the stay-at-home curfew for us. But
when was the last time you saw her?
Saw her March 14th. So
what?
I'm thinking March 14th.
Are you
so I'm
serious?
Thinking, but I also have done some Zoom chats with her.
I am so sorry. That's horrible. That's horrible. That's really horrible. In my opinion. What about you, David? What are you doing this weekend?
David,
what happened to David?
Hello?
David got kicked off. And since I only made it 40 minutes, so are you gonna try and sleep this weekend?
I'm gonna try.
Yeah, I'm, you know, we are in the midst of a hot day today, and I don't know why, but the hotness just makes me almost want to go to sleep. So yeah, so we will be back on Monday. We have someone on Monday. I'm trying to think. Hold on. Who do we have on Monday?
I know on Wednesday we have Kendall from All My Children back on the show.
That's on the 3rd. But I know. Oh, Mackenzie was. Mackenzie Westmore. Yeah, thank you. From Passons, we'll be on the show. So yeah, she will be on Monday. So we will end the show now. But have a great weekend, everyone.
All right. Good night.
Bye, Bobby. Bye. Okay, before I go, I want to play one song.
Don't know you, but your pretty little eyes so blue are pulling me in like the moon on your skin. I'm so glad you trusted me to slide up on this dusty seat and let your hair down and get out of town. Got the stars coming out over my hood, and all I know now is it's going good. You've got your hands up, you're rocking in my truck. I'm set on cruise control. I'm slowly losing hold of everything I've got. You're looking so damn hot, and I don't know what road we're on or where we've been from staring at you, girl. All I
guys, that was Brian and Brian Adams, and I'm closing the show. So we will be back soon. Okay, bye. Have a great night.